Radio Item 2.
The latest publishing craze, which has taken off all over the world, is the publication of what have come to be known as zines, short, of course, for magazines. However, unlike magazines, whose fortunes ebb and flow, these thinner and less glossy zines can be desktop published at a greatly reduced cost. Of course, zines are also available to be read online, that is, on the internet. Zines are rather like comics, except that they also contain intelligent and often controversial articles on topics that interest today's highly educated youth. I spoke earlier today to Gene Cramp, the publisher of yet another desktop magazine clone called Fill Me In. Gene, can you tell us why you called your zine Fill Me In?
Well, it's a joke, really. You know, most newspapers and magazines don't tell the whole story. Or at any rate, they don't talk about issues that me and my friends want to know about. So that's why we started this zine, you see, to fill the reader in on the real news.
So how well is your zine selling?
Oh, great. In fact, it's only the fourth week of publication of the first issue, and we've had to reprint another 2,000. We've sold about 2,300, mostly in alternative bookshops that cater for people who are, different.
How, in fact, do you publish them?
On a computer. All the graphic work, and, of course, the word processing too. It's pretty simple, and there's only three of us in the publishing team. We work from our office, which is actually in the front room at home. We were all students together at Design College, you see. We've quit now to spend more time on it.
Why do you think your zine is such a success?
We tell it like it is. You know, we don't leave out any facts and we don't tell lies like the other media. You know, current affairs shows. Like this one, for instance.
Well, thank you. I wish you all the best of luck with your... Zine, Gene.